You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
MediClinic, they were in the news a little while ago for some allegations that were leveled against them by a whistleblower, allegations around the fact that MediClinic had engaged in intentional practices of manipulating their billings. There was a whole investigation that went through, and I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Greg Van Wyk, to take a look at this and just see where we are on this. Good evening, Greg. Thanks so much for taking the time. Perhaps you can give us a summary of the allegations as they were leveled, the investigation that took place, as well as the outcome of that investigation.
Good evening, Jimmy, and to your listeners as well, and thank you for having me. Jimmy, the allegations were made in an email communication to our funders, that is medical schemes and the media. The allegations largely were around account manipulation, patient account manipulation, and six of our hospitals were named. In response to that, we immediately appointed the leading law firm, ENS Africa, and specifically the head of their forensics audit department, Stephen Powell, to conduct a comprehensive independent investigation. And that investigation has been concluded. It was unfettered. There was unfettered access. And the scope of the investigation was very broad. It included interviews with MediClinic staff, sampling of patient records, digital review of more than 120,000 emails and documents. And I can tell you that it has been a rigorous 6 months of investigation. Beyond the six named hospitals, ENS Africa also selected randomly another six hospitals at their own request to test their initial findings and also just to have a reliable benchmark. We now have the results, and at the top line, I can tell you that these are very welcoming results. ENS has concluded that MediClinic is an ethical organization with sound controls and governance in the billing environment. They have not identified evidence of an intentional practice of manipulating billing or coding on a hospital or group level. And they have also been able to establish that it is virtually impossible for the multiple players to collude in manipulating accounts. Also, a key hurdle for any potential scheme of manipulation is the fact that there are no incentives. There's no incentives for MediClinic. There are no incentives for our staff members as well. And on the back of this, they've been able to conclude that the allegations that were made in August could not be backed up by evidence. In addition, the anonymous individual that made the allegations in August last year claimed that a former whistleblower who alleged account manipulation to the MediClinic ethics line was victimized, and the person making the current allegations, or current back in August, feared similar victimization. This allegation of victimization dated back to 2011. ENS Africa investigated that allegation thoroughly as well and were able to conclude that, in fact, the person that did make a ethics line allegation had that allegation thoroughly investigated at the time, more than 10 years ago. And in fact, they went on to be promoted twice at MediClinic and stayed on in various roles until 2016. Beyond 2016, they still work for MediClinic on a temporary basis at various of our facilities. So again, the allegation of victimization has been found to have no basis. Instead, the investigation has been able to conclude that our culture is a positive culture where employees are able to speak freely and are able to disagree quite freely as well. So all in all, we've come to the end of the investigation, and we are pleased with these results. Although it has taken a significant toll on the organization, we are pleased to have our ethical and values-based culture confirmed by an independent investigation.
Well, there you have it, folks. MediClinic has been cleared on the allegations that were laid of them manipulating a billing. They've also been cleared through an independent investigation that was conducted. Thank you so much for those insights and that confirmation, Greg. We wish you the best in your business going forward. That's Greg van Wyk, CEO at MediClinic South Africa, confirming the outcome of the investigation into the manipulation of billing that was leveled against them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.